few weeks ago, we talked about how Jesus is our companion on life's journey, and how Jesus, who is God, is always with us. We also talked about the Holy Spirit, who is God, who is also with us as we are sent on our mission. As we call down the Holy Spirit with that image we talked about a few weeks ago, coming down like the what? Like the dewfall. And now we have a whole bunch of other helpers that we call the guardian angels. They are not God, they are not human, but they are persons. They are angelic persons who love us and who help us. It's beautiful how we have in St. Rose Church, we have this oculus, this circular dome above where natural light comes through. I think of Jacob's ladder, where invisibly at the Eucharist, there are angels of God coming down upon the altar and going up from the altar, bringing the grace of God and bringing our prayers up to the Lord. Jesus says in the gospel that to enter the kingdom of heaven, we must be like children. And he says that we should never despise even the tiniest child, because their angels in heaven look upon God's face. He says they are their angels, the angels that belong to these children. Each and every one of us is assigned a guardian angel by God to protect us, to watch over us, to help us in our journey in life, that we can come into God's kingdom. Every single one of us, from Mr. Bob Houck on the altar today, he has a guardian angel. I have a guardian angel. You have a guardian angel. And even a little child inside of her mother's womb, who's not even born yet, even she has a guardian angel. They watch over us, and they minister to us, and they are our friends. Why does God provide us so many helpers in this life? Why does God surround us with angels and saints and brothers and sisters? Because God loves seeing people who love each other. God wants to always expand his family. God loves to create new things, both angels and humans. God surrounds us with so many helpers and friends and saints all throughout our lives. I want to teach you a little prayer to your guardian angel. Some of you probably already know it. Maybe you don't. It's called the guardian angel prayer. We're going to learn it together today. Here's how it goes. Angel of God, my guardian dear, to whom God's love commits me here, ever this day be at my side, to light and guard, to rule and guide. Amen. We're going to walk through that, but just take that bit by bit. Angel of God, my guardian dear. That talks about each of our guardian angels. They're dear to us, meaning they're special to us. To whom God's love commits me here. God's love sends that angel to me here today. Ever this day, meaning all day long, be at my side. We believe they're at our side even though we can't see them. To light and guard, to rule and guide. To give us light when there's darkness. To guide us when we aren't sure where to go. And to rule and guide our hearts. Kind of like when someone rides a horse, they have to grab the reins to make sure the horse is stable, going the right direction. The angels kind of hold the reins of our hearts. They help our hearts to go in the right direction in very amazing and mysterious ways. It's a great prayer to pray when you wake up or when you go to bed. So repeat after me, everyone. Angel of God, my guardian dear, to whom God's love commits me here. Ever this day, be at my side, to light and guard, to rule and guide. Amen. Now let's say it all together. Angel of God, my guardian dear, to whom God's love commits me here, ever this day be at my side, to light and guard, to rule and guide. Amen. As we celebrate the body and blood of Christ now, may we remember the angels are right next to us, worshiping Jesus, loving Jesus, and helping us to do the same.